previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Junior Box on studio.
Yes.
Oh, man. This morning we'll be talking about the future of South African rugby, and it's looking seriously, seriously bright. And, of course, the Rugby Championship under 20s heading back to the iconic Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium, where the best young talent from South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, and Argentina will battle it out starting on Freedom Day. That's the public holiday next week. And after last year's incredible run where the Junior Box went all the way to lifting the world title, the pressure, the excitement, it's definitely on. And the man we joined by two of the stars of last year's win, Vusi and Ollie, they're in studio. Gents, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
They're all pumped up now because they've just come back from the gym. Looking fresh.
Yeah. Almost challenged him to 200 push-ups, Wayne, but I thought, you know what? Don't embarrass him. Now go easy.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
You're welcome.
Excited to have you here. I think, Vusi, we'll start off with you. The tournament is back here in the GQ, right? And how special is it playing at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in front of the GQ crowd?
I think in camp we spoke about just coming back to the stadium and bringing hope into the people here of Eastern Cape and PE, because not a lot of rugby gets played here.
Yeah.
So we're trying to come and inspire the next generation as well. As much as we are the next generation, there's kids out there that also look up to us.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to bringing people back to the stadium and just playing some exciting brand of rugby.
And rightfully so, we are hungry for the big matches here in Gqeberha. Yeah.
No. We really are.
No.
I mean, Ollie, after last year's success, I mean, do you feel the pressure again to deliver, or is it just more motivation?
It's a very good question. Like, we had a chat at the start of this year about the pressures of winning a World Cup and then expecting to deliver on that. But I think that there's only so much things we can control as a team. And so we've had a chat and just said that as hard as we work, we can't control what's outside that. So it's in our hands, I think, this year again to do it again. But we're doing everything we can to hopefully bring some smiles to the Eastern Cape the next couple of weeks, and then hopefully bring it to the stage in Georgia for the World Cup.
Vusi, take us back for a second. You'll have to go back a few years. When did you realize this could actually be the professional rugby career for you? For me, well, but for you.
Yeah, I think obviously.
Why, Ollie? Hang on a second. Why is there a chuckle coming from the corner? Explain yourself.
No, he's a very interesting man, this one. So.
Growing up, I wanted to be a pilot.
No ways.
I promise you.
No ways.
Hang on. I'm going to interject here. Growing up, he wanted to be a pilot.
Seriously.
And I think you get to a point in high school where you're like, okay, nah, that's not going to work out for me.
It's also very expensive.
So, yeah, I think as soon as I got to under 16, started playing in the provincial tournaments.
Yeah.
And I think that's where actually the dream became alive.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to see, like, I can actually make a living out of this. And yeah, since then I've been just trying my best to make the most out of it.
And you're making the most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what does a day look like for you? So you got up this morning. Explain how this morning worked.
Listen,
this morning was hectic, eh?
Very early. on our way to gym.
No, you'll wake up.
Wake up.
Well, firstly, you got to start and wake up. That's how you start.
Obviously, medicals. The usual shower, brush your teeth.
Yeah.
And then medical.
Listen to Algoa FM breakfast.
Medicals at like 7. That's when you go and tell the doctor how you're feeling, how's your body, if you're feeling sick or not. And then from there on, go to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
And then, take our buses to the gym. Get a few pump sessions in there. And then,
how long was gym this morning?
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Apparently. 40 minutes. Yeah. And we do like a 3-hour session, guys.
3 hours.
Not on the level there. Thank you.
And that's just walking 3 kilometers on the treadmill.
And then
I'm with you on that.
We'll have a split session of like backs and forwards strapping.
Yeah.
Then units meeting. So I'm a backline player, so I'll go with the backs, just get a few reviews in and see what we can do better from our side. And not really doing well as well. Then team meeting. So that's with the team. Just getting aligned on what the coach is looking for, and what as players we can do better, and what we are doing well, obviously. Then team session. So we've been yesterday we're trying to Pearson High School, and then today I think we're going to Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium.
Yeah,
just training outside the stadium there. come back, lunch. Recovery.
But I mean, you've only just mentioned the morning. I mean, that's a hell of a lot to do so far in the morning.
And then come back, recovery, then lunch.
Okay.
Then the rest of the day off. Yeah. I think when we're in camp, it's been very hectic.
Yeah.
So we finish our sessions at like 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and that'll be like 2 field sessions, a unit session, a gym session.
Yeah.
So it's...
It's quite a bit. I think, Vusi, you shared a bit about what your background and where it all started for you. Ollie, just getting back to you, your biggest inspiration.
In
his journey so far.
I'd say in my personal capacity, I definitely say my dad and my mom. They've sacrificed for me more than I can say, and just being put in this position to do well is incredible from their side. So I can't thank them enough. And then I'd say more of a rugby perspective. I was privileged enough to go to Paul Roos, so I really look up to Stephen Kutzoff, and I think he's just a fantastic player, and I really want to emulate some of the things that he did in his career. Hopefully, make my own path. Yeah.
I think we've got some fun bits coming up now. Just I think we have to touch on the tickets quickly. Tickets still available?
35 Rand. Apparently going to be a couple of performances there as well. 2 games for 35 Rand. I think that's awesome, guys. I think you're going to have to pull out in the numbers.
Come on, P. Always lastminutes.com. Come on, guys.
We do like to leave everything to the last minute. So, all right, I've got some quick fire questions here for you. So you're going to have to shoot fast at these ones. I'm going to start with you. Vusi, gym session or recovery day? One answer. Quick.
No, recovery day.
Ollie, beach or bush?
Beach.
Vusi, best goose step? David Campisi or Chesn Colby?
Chesn Colby.
Ollie, who wins in a bench press competition? You versus your teammate,
Vusi. I'll give it to you, man. I'll give it to you.
Alright, so for both of you, Ollie and Vusi, if we asked your teammates to describe you in one word, what would they say? Vusi, you go.
I think Ollie, champion.
For Vusi, I'll say a warrior or general. General.
Nice. Okay.
Ollie, score a try or absolutely smash someone with a big tackle?
Try.
Yeah.
Vusi, lamb chops or sweet potato or couscous? Let me get through this. Lamb chops or sweet potato? Couscous, brinjal and diced spinach salad for post-match recovery meal.
No, I'll go.
Bro, I'm going for lamb chops.
I don't
know what the other one is.
Alright, last question. Ollie, if you had the chance to pack down with any hooker, past or present, who would it be?
You. I say to Nimbilele, I'm happy with my hooker.
Vusi.
Cold.
If you could have the chance to play with any scrum half, past or present, who would it be?
I'd say now probably Grant Williams with the Sharks.
Okay. That's all the questions I have for you.
There we have.
You've done well. I still haven't figured out what you're going to go for with the food. Lamb chops or the brinjal, diced spinach.
Listen, man. I want to just ask Ollie, you were at Paul Roos. I can only imagine the socky evenings and the socials that took place there. Have you heard the latest song by what's his name now again?
Benson.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Robbie Vessels.
By Robbie Vessels. And Vusi, I don't know how good your Afrikaans is, but this is the name and the chorus of the song. Fang yo poep en reikom.
Ach nee, man.
Ollie, put your headphones on. Vusi, put your headphones on. This is the music that has been put out by Robbie Vessels at the moment. We must speak to your people, Ollie. Have a listen to this now. It's kind of doing the rounds on TikTok at the moment. Look, I mean, it's got a beat. You got to admit to that, but I mean, fang your poop in reikom.
I'm going to take it back to camp.
If it takes it back to camp, I think you might get dropped.
Yeah, dropping like it's hot.
Would you take in your put back to camp?
No, just a song, just a song.
Yes, and guys, it's wonderful having you in studio, Vusi and Oli. Of course, the matches, the fixtures, Monday the 27th of April, also Sunday the 3rd of May, and Saturday the 9th of May. Tickets for the Under 20 Rugby Championship will be priced from only 35 rand, like you said earlier, per person per day for the two matches, and will be sold exclusively by Ticketmaster. Gents, it was absolutely a pleasure having you in studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so
nice
much.
Nice one. Fuck your poop and
Lego. Thanks, James. Have a good day.
Nice one, man.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.